Welcome to Shine Bright with Sabrina, and I am Sabrina Williams. Today we have the one and only Mr. Jim Austin of JimAustinOnline.com and Austin Company and other things. Today we're going to talk about something that he and his beautiful wife, Gloria Austin, founded back in February 2001.
Yes.
Does that sound right? Okay. And it is the... I'm reading so I can say it right. The National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum and the Hall of Fame. These are both 501c3, and the museum was formerly known as the Cowboy of Color. So he's going to talk about the recent relocation, the vision, the history behind the museum, and the Hall of Fame. Jim, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Jim Austin, and I am the co-founder of the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum with my wife, Gloria. And we just relocated. Mm-hmm. We started on the south side on Mount Vernon Avenue for 15 years. Then we went up to the Stockyards. It's on the outside of the Stockyards, and we were there for 7 years. So we are so excited that we have now relocated over to the east side of Fort Worth on the borderline of Arlington and Fort Worth. We're excited that we kept our address in Fort Worth so that we can keep our relationship. But we're very close to Arlington and the mayor and the city council, and they have so welcomed us to the area. But our address is 2201 Dotty Lane Parkway, Suite 115, zip code 76120. And if you don't know Dotty Lynn, you do probably know East Chase Parkway, right at 530. Mm-hmm. So Dotty Lynn goes, changes from East Chase to Dotty Lynn to Green Oaks to Little Road. And a hidden secret that a lot of people don't know, right now, with all this work going on 820 and I-20 and 287, that's a mess over there. Mm-hmm. So Dotty Lynn can get you from 30 to 20 and 20 to 30 in 10 minutes. So I encourage you to keep that secret to yourself, because we don't want to start having traffic jams over here on Dotty Lynn Parkway.
But you just told the world.
Oh, no. My wife tells me all the time that I just run my mouth and I let the secret out. So disregard that. Dotty Lynn is not the best way to get from 30 to 20. But if you want to come over and hang out with us at the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum, we are styling. We got high ceilings. We got beautiful light. We have green space. We're right next to Sagamore Hills Baptist Church. So I encourage you and guarantee you, if you come by, I usually get about 10 wows. I'll probably get 20 wows if you come and visit us.
Yes. Okay. So tell the listeners more about the vision and the history behind the museum.
Well, I'm an old country boy. I was born in North Carolina. When I was a young man, my parents said, we're going to New Jersey. We migrated up there because my dad had 8 sisters. So we went to New Jersey. But I went kicking and screaming, and they allowed me to go back to the farm and be there with my best friends. So I got that country roots, but I got that city roots too. But came to Fort Worth 45 years ago with American Express. Fell in love with Fort Worth and just have a sense of giving. So Gloria and I were invited to a black rodeo 28 years ago. We went to that rodeo and we said, wow, 1/4 of the cowboys are African American. So at that point we said, hey, let's do something to highlight that real truth. So Gloria went on the website, did the research, because that's her department, came back. She said, Jim, it's true. The black cowboys were a proud part of the West and the development. If you didn't know this, Fort Worth is begins. See, I didn't know that. Yeah. This way, see, when they were running the cows to the West, this is where it started, right here in Fort Worth. So if you read the Star Telegram, it says it right on the top, where the West begins. So what we did is we decided to start a museum because we found there was no place that was gathering artifacts and pictures and history of this rich history. So we hung our shingle out some time ago, and we just started collecting items. So when you come into our museum, 95% of the stuff in here has been donated to the museum to tell the past, the present, and the future of the Cowboys.
Yes.
And we rode the West. I mean, didn't matter the color of your skin, but it mattered whether you were a good cowboy, a good cowgirl, that you had my back. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I would have enjoyed living back at that time, because it was a tough, tough baby, you know, running the cows West. Because as the development, one of the things in our museum, you will find the Buffalo Soldiers. That's a big part of our museum, because the Buffalo Soldiers protected the Asians as they built the railroad going west.
Okay.
So that's why the train was so important to the development of the West. So we have a Hall of Fame, and we'll talk a little bit about that and maybe some of our heroes. You know, most of you heard about Bill Pickett, and Bill Pickett was in the first year that we inducted Hall of Famers, and he's the most noted and famous cowboy. And Charlie Sampson, the first black United States, the first black rodeo bull rider that won a national championship. And, you know, we pull out Marcel if you want to call Charlie and get him on the interview, but we're not going to bother him. Just a real love of being a cowboy. And he comes back every year to celebrate the history. And then we have in our museum, we have Buffalo Soldiers. We have Bill Pickett, but we also have Bass Reeves.
Yeah, I saw some Bass Reeves things.
Yeah. Bass Reeves is the real McGillicuddy. You know, rounded up bad guys. He was a United States Deputy Marshal. They rounded up bad guys for over 30 years. And he always got his man. He was, he was a master of disguises. So that's how he got the bad guys. He went into the camp as a hobo and brought him back. And you had the choice whether you wanted to come back dead or alive. He didn't make that decision. He was a sharpshooter, could shoot with both hands. And
dexterous.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So you'll find that, and our website is cowboysofcolor.org. And I encourage you to come by and visit us at 2201 Dottie Lynn Parkway on the east side of Fort Worth, Suite 115. And our address is Fort Worth, but you think we're in Arlington. And we'll be here to welcome you. The admission is very reasonable. I think it's $15, and we have specials for kids and adult senior citizens. And become
groups,
a member.
Right? In groups also.
Groups, yeah. Yeah, because we have all this beautiful land where we're going to be having groups. And we encourage homeschool. We encourage junior high and high school. We're not really a museum for kindergartners and elementary.
They need to be a little bit older.
They need to be a little bit older to understand what we're talking about. But I encourage you to come see us. It's a beautiful site. And when you come here, you got one room dedicated to the Native Americans. You got one room dedicated to the Black, Hispanic, Native American cowboys. And then you have another room just dedicated to the overall history of the West. And then we have a Hall of Fame, which we have 130 inductees into that Hall of Fame.
So tell us a little bit about the Hall of Fame. How do you get to be considered for the Hall of Fame?
How you get considered? Go out and get your horse. No. You got to have a horse. You have to do something with a horse. Because, see, we also do polo. We do the jockeys. Did you know that the first jockeys were all African American? Didn't know it. You know, we got Brother Strauss, who won the Kentucky Derby. So it's so powerful, our history. We got cowgirls that are involved. And if you can be nominated, you can nominate yourself. Okay. I mean, we got people that feel like they supposed to be in there, and they nominating themselves. So there's probably about 30 in the queue that are being evaluated. So you have to make a difference in something in related to the development and supporting the equestrian and being a cowboy or a cowgirl.
Okay.
You know, so yeah.
So I do know that the cutoff has already happened for 2024 nominees.
Oh, I saw
that.
Yeah.
So you guys can apply to be in the 2025 if you know someone that's awesome, has all the history of the Western, and you think would be a good candidate, go ahead and nominate
them. Yeah.
And you said it's cowboyofcolor.org.
Yeah.
Okay, so cowboyofcolor.org.
Or you can use the initials, National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum.
Let me look at that.
Yeah,
initials.
Yeah, initials.
NMWHM.org.
Yes. Yeah, we did that too. And man, we got videos, and each one of the inductees has about a 3 to 5 minute video on them. And we got some powerful people that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. You know, Danny Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, my man. You know, he got inducted. You know, just so many people. See, I'm stumbling on my words because there's so many, and you get to meet them. And they really get excited, you know, when you talk about Valeria Cunningham, who started the Bill Pickett Rodeo. Mm-hmm. Charlie Sampson, we mentioned earlier. Dean Smith, he was in all of John Wayne's movies.
Mm.
He was a stuntman and a gold medal Olympian. And he really was just so excited to be inducted into the museum because now we tell the history. Because that's how we lost our history.
Yeah.
I played Cowboys and Indians. Did you play Cowboys and Indians?
No.
Oh, you was just an old farmhand. Okay.
No, I was in Miami. I was playing hopscotch and stuff. We didn't do Cowboys.
Look, I know all of y'all played Cowboys and Indians. I did, but I didn't know until I was 45 years old that 1/4 of the Cowboys were Black, Hispanic, Native American, but predominantly African American. And the Buffalo Soldiers were so important. So when slavery was over, a lot of the slaves came west and married Native Americans and Hispanic. That's why when you look at Brother Jim, I'm a little, almost a mutt. I got Black in me, I got Indian in me, I got white in me. So I got a little bit of mixture of multicultural. So what a great deal that my wife and I were able to find the Western Heritage Museum, and so important to history.
Okay. You mentioned the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You did not say anything about this being the 20th anniversary?
No.
Is that right?
No, okay, no.
Come
you,
on, get it
you,
right.
You,
I'm this close.
This is your show. And I'm sitting here letting you take the lead because, you know, I have my show. So I'm on your show. So, yeah, this is the 20th anniversary of the Hall of Fame. And we are so excited, 20 years. And Morgan Freeman has agreed to let us induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
And we have a young lady that was inducted into the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, a Hispanic sister that's an unbelievable artists, and we're still deciding who's going to come in 2024. I know the date.
Okay, give us
the date.
And if somebody want to buy a ticket so that they can attend.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Worthington.
The Worthington Hotel.
The 27th of July. And the reason that I'll know, and I know when the Hall of Fame is, we do it on the fourth Saturday of July. And why do we do it? because that's the day of the National American Cowboy. So all around the country, we celebrate in cowboys. So that's when we do our Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So just real, really excited about that coming up, and we're working on it. So we got a little couple treats of some fundraising that we're doing. But one that we're doing right now, Give Butter. Okay. Give Butter. Now, I didn't say Give Better, but Give Butter, which will do better things and help in the museum. So we are raising $100,000. We're getting 100 people to make a pledge of $1,000. So I got another Give Butter today. Awesome. My friend, Dr. Judith Carrier, the first was the president of TCC Arlington, the first woman president of Rotary downtown. She made a pledge of $1,000 today. She'll make it in two payments. So give Butter. It's a campaign. Who's running?
So if you want to participate in that, go to www.givebutter.com/104-1000. So you can give butter to help the museum do all the wonderful things that they're doing.
Sustain us. Our rent in the stockyards was, well over almost $10,000. And now that we're on the east side, that rent has been cut in half, and that will allow us to do more programs to celebrate our children. You know, we go to the elementary schools. No, we go to the schools and talk about the history of the Forgotten Cowboys. And I go in with my Stetson. You like my Stetson?
I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. When you see Jim, he's always going to have one on.
Always.
Rarely will you see him without one.
And people just get a little upset. Wear your hat, Jim. You know, but I got this one. I got a black one. So it depends on the occasion. So I consider myself a cowboy. I ride, and I enjoy riding. But I don't have a horse because a horse is very expensive. But I got friends that got horses. And I want to do a shout out to the Circle L Riding Club. If you want to follow them, I want to do a shout out to our sister and brother, the Herd, the Fort Worth Herd, that runs the Longhorns up Exchange in the stockyards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you want to just learn how to ride, go out to the Benbrook Stables, you know, mm-hmm. so there's some opportunity. And then please support the Bill Pickett Invitational Rodeo. They're a partner of ours, and they'll have four dates that they're doing rodeos, and the next one is coming up in February, May, June, and August. So I got all this, you know, you see? You know, I'm a little old in the tooth, but I still got it, you know.
You got a lot. You got a lot going on. So I want you to tell my listeners how they can support the museum. We talked about it earlier. They can come and visit. Mm-hmm. They can donate. Mm-hmm. They can
become a member.
Become a member.
They can become a docent. If that's a volunteer that comes around and gets involved. So if you're just sitting home, you know, eating bonbons, you know, and you want to do something and be around an environment that's positive, that we need to support the fact that our young kids need to learn the history of the Forgotten Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I just wish I knew, because I grew up in New Jersey and on the farm, and I didn't find out until I was 45 years old. And it empowered my heart and my wife's heart, and we work as a team to celebrate the history of the Forgotten Cowboys. Yeah. So remember that. You heard that right here. What's the name of your show, my dear?
Shine Bright with Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina. You know, we met through a mutual friend, and you have never let me down in knowing and being a knowledgeable sister about the rights and wrongs of the culture of being African American. Okay? Did I sum that up?
Okay.
Yeah. You got a good heart. And Yeah, so I want to thank you for bringing me on your show, your inaugural show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You are my very first guest on my show, and I want to thank you.
Yeah, and if you want to be interviewed, go to the website and send an email. Mm-hmm. And we're focusing on entrepreneurships, nonprofits, and getting the word out. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I heard from my people at Goodwill. You know, I've been a media sponsor of their Goodwill Gala in April. Mm-hmm. So they like Brother Jim. They said, hey, would you consider being one? I said, heck yeah. I push it out there, and we do good over here. My website is The Austin Company. If you want to buy some real estate, if you want to know what's happening in the Metroplex, you go to Jim Austin Online. If you want your heart embraced about the history of the Forgotten Cowboys, go to cowboysofcolor.org. And then we have the warehouse, FW, if you want some entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we got it all covered.
Exactly.
And we're right here in my office at 2201 Dottie Lynn Parkway, Suite 115, Fort Worth, 76120. And a shout out to our members of the chambers that we belong to. But I'm going to stop there because, you know, I need to turn this back over to you.
You're going to keep going. But I appreciate you coming today. This was Mr. Jim Austin from jimaustinonline.com. Austin Company Commercial Real Estate, and the Cowboy of Color Museum.org. Plus, I'm sure he has some other things that you can find out. So you can just go to his website. I will put the links to opportunity for you guys to participate in different things on the post. So look in the comment sections and look for our links to be able to reach out to us.
And if you can't remember Sabrina, go to Jim Austin Online. There's a link on the top of my website. Pull down, and this interview will be there. And we will spread the word through our team of eight. So we're making things happen over here on the east side of Fort Worth.
On the east side.
East side. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you, Jim, for being my first guest. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we're going to blow up, you know.
That's the plan.
Watch out, Oprah.